Okay, welcome in this evening to the fastest 2 hours in radio and our show. And we hope all of you listening in tonight are enjoying a lovely Valentine's evening. And tonight we promise to spice things up a bit as we have secured another exceptional lineup. But before we get underway, we want to encourage you to join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports and also our radio website. That's eRadioSports.com. Our first order of business this evening is to get you caught up and recap the 2014 National Signing Day, specifically the Oklahoma Sooners and the Big 12 Conference. So to start off our date night, we are heading to Norman, Oklahoma to visit with one of my absolute favorites, James Hale from 1400 AM KREF, and he is the senior writer with OU Insider. Happy Valentine's Day, James. It's good to have you with us.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. It's always been my dream to celebrate Valentine's Day with you. So I just don't know, are you one of those high-maintenance Valentine's girls, or, you know, you pretty low-maintenance and whatever we do is fine, or, you know, if the night's not going to turn out well if I don't handle this right. So which one is it, V? Which one is it, E? I'm kind of curious, you know, which kind of Valentine's girl are you?
Well, you know, my husband would probably say that I am high maintenance, but I'm thinking back to the movie When Harry Met Sally with Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, and he was asking her that same question. So you think you're low maintenance, but you're really high maintenance, and so my standard has certainly gotten very high. So listen, we're going to move ahead here quickly, and I want to get out of your lane and just have you give us the pulse on how things did unfold in 2014 for the Sooners. What was that final analysis and grade, and how things turned out for Bobby Stoops?
You know, the Sooners are ecstatic about their recruiting class. They finished in an impressive way. And remember, everything's relevant to your own individual school. So, you know, in Oklahoma's case, they had three or four players that were not only important to their program or their recruiting class, but these players were known nationally. They were four-star, five-star above. And so everybody was covering where they were going to go. And Oklahoma batted, well, they went 4-for-5. DeAndre Clark didn't sign on signing day. Yes, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, when was it? You know, maybe it was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He actually had a ceremony at school, and of course he went to LSU, which, you know, I predicted all along he would go to LSU. So the rest of them, though, Stephen Parker out of Jinx, Oklahoma, Micaiah Quick out of Central East High School in Fresno City, California, Kenyon Frieson out of Salt Lake City, Utah, Granger High School, and Courtney Garnett out of a tremendous high school, St. Augustine High School in New Orleans, Louisiana, all signed with Oklahoma on signing day. So in essence, with the players that I really thought, again, I never thought Clark was coming to Oklahoma, so I think they batted 4-for-4. And so they closed with some tremendous momentum, because nationally, that was also a good hit with all four of those players. But just with the program itself, you know, for Oklahoma, they were ecstatic because in Parker, they think he's a safety that can come in and play right away. In Quick, they think they've signed the next generation of Ryan Broyles, you know, Mark Clayton, Saunders, you know, that kind of slot guy that's been such a tremendous player for them. So they think they've got the next generation coming. They think he'll play and make an immediate impact. They think Frieson has all the athletic ability. He's only played for a couple of years, to be a guy that can be their next first-round draft choice at tackle. Then in Garnett, they got a four technique in their 3-4 that they were recruiting to get a little better four technique, or bigger, I should say, not necessarily better than Tapper or Gresham or Chuka, but a bigger guy, as Coach Mike Stoops, the defensive coordinator, continues to try to recruit and build towards getting guys in this program that he can really bring some flexibility to the defense. So they close so well, and their class is going to be rated anywhere from 11 to 14, depending on, you know, what service. Of course, I think the 24/7 network service is the best. I work for them at OU Insider. And Oklahoma's 14th in the country there, and they ended up with a really, really good class, and a class that's been, you know, it's rated really high, and a class that I think deserves that kind of ranking, if not better, because I think Quick really was a guy that should have been a 5-star, and Parker too, and, you know, but you can argue that until you're blue in the face.
You're listening to the voice of James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider and 1400 KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. James, you just said that the Sooners closed very well. How big of an impact was that Sugar Bowl win over Alabama?
Huge. Mm-hmm. Huge, just about every recruit I talked to down the stretch mentioned that and brought that up and said that it was a huge edge for them. Even Joe Mixon, when he made his announcement at the Army All-American game, I had already projected he was going to Oklahoma, and I really thought he was, but there was still drama. A lot of people thought he might go to UCLA on signing day, but he even said nationally on ESPN that, hey, that Sugar Bowl win, it was just a couple of days earlier, that really played a key role into him deciding that he was going to be a Sooner on that day. You know, so I think it played a, there wasn't a player I really talked to that didn't say that and didn't bring that up. So I think that for the most part, you know, that's what people really got into, and most players brought it up. It was such a monumental victory, and that Oklahoma was a huge underdog going into that game. And, you know, Oklahoma was, a team that not a lot of people were giving them, really a great chance to win that game, and they did. And it was how they won it. You know, they had a swagger. They kind of went into that game and told the world, hey, we're back. And they did it in an impressive way with 7 sacks and, Trevor Knight coming through and playing so well. So, yeah, that Sugar Bowl had I think it had a big impact on the recruiting class.
You know, I'm very interested in hearing some more about Joe Mixon, the running back from Freedom High School out of Oakley, California. I mean, he's been described as physical. He's tough. He's 6'2", 207. But apparently there's been some comparisons that remind him of some of the recruiting services that remind him of DeMarco Murray. Is that true?
DeMarco Murray, or AD, actually runs like AD in terms of he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
He runs straight up like AD does, remember, so he gets more comparisons to AD. He gets compared to DeMarco because of his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. AD hardly caught the ball out of the backfield at OU, and he doesn't really do much of it in the NFL, does he? I mean, every once in a while they throw a screen to him or something, but DeMarco was a legitimate receiver that could have made a living as a receiver and caught the ball a great deal, and he's an excellent screen runner, bubble screen guy, and so's Joe. You know, Joe is an all-purpose running back, a guy that should be able to line up in any offense you want to line him up in, and he do well. Now, I avoid comparing him to AD. There's never been a running back come to Oklahoma more ready to play in the NFL out of high school than AD.
Mm.
Not Steve Owens, maybe Billy Sims, but not Joe Washington, not Greg Pruitt. AD was a whole different animal, so to speak. I mean, he was ready to go to the NFL. He could have out of high school and made it. Mentally, he was the hardest worker they had. And I think Joe's a fantastic athlete, but comparing with AD is just not fair. I don't know of many guys. Herschel Walker, maybe out of high school, maybe Bo. I'm talking about the legends of all time, some of the greats of all time. That's AD coming out of high school. Joe got a lot of fanfare, rated the number one all-purpose running back, but to compare him with that, I'm just not going to do it.
Well, James, we've got to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk some more about the depth that the Sooners will have at the running back position. So we'll be right back with much more at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online right now at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with James Hale from OU Insider.